Brittle Diamonds, Chapter 19, Fibs and Fairy Tales, Easter Sunday. Well, the manure's finally hit the rotor blades of the proverbial aerator, Father Peter told Matt, who'd seen the deacon leave the vestry and seized his opportunity to speak alone with the accused. Matt looked puzzled by the statement until a flash of understanding hit him. Oh, you mean the the priest interrupted. Yes, that's what I mean. Clerical humour. Now let's see what kind of support base I have out there. He made to exit the little room. Matt laid a restraining arm on the pastor's shoulder. Surely you don't think your parishioners are going to turn against you? My friend, I've been dealing with human nature for a long time now. As the saying goes, where there's smoke, there's fire. And some people will see smoke wherever the media tells them to look for it. Guilt by association, thanks to the way the press handled Father Joseph's terrible end. How do you mean? I mean the article last week in the News and Journal, making a point of my friendship with Father Joseph and our association at the seminary. The media will be ruthless. That old cliche, nothing sacred anymore, applies here, doesn't it? And I'm sure there'll be speculation as to whether I'll do myself in over this. Good God, I sincerely hope you're not thinking of it. No, responded the priest wearily. There's no need. I'm glad to hear you say it. Thank you, Father Peter sounded as though he meant it. I'm pleased to know someone feels that way. But I'm afraid I am, for the time being, presbyter non gratis, about to experience an annus horribilis, to quote our beloved sovereign. Father, surely you won't need a whole year to clear your name. Who knows what's in store? Where does your deacon stand on this? James? He's known me for years, although thankfully he wasn't at the seminary. He's standing by me for now, but he does have the parishioners and their concerns to think about. If this turns nasty, and it well could, he'll have to abide by whatever decision is made. Meaning? Asked Matt. Meaning that if I get kicked out, he will have to support the new priest. But you're not going to get kicked out, are you? Not if justice prevails. But Bishop Mallard made it very clear to me that the courts are not inclined to look with sympathy on a priest accused of abusing minors. So someone becomes a victim simply because they've made an accusation? Is that what you're saying? Matt's voice became impatient. That's pretty much the sum of it, I'm afraid. But this investigation, it's not a criminal one, is it? Hopefully this won't go to court at all. Matt frowned, trying to understand the complications of the situation. I'm banking heavily on that, my friend. It depends on who the members of the investigative team are and how easily they are swayed by, let's call them, fairy tales. I think you're better off not using the word fairy at all, Father, advised Matt. The priest grimaced and shook his head. There are so many words one has to be careful not to use these days, aren't there? Colours aren't gay anymore. You can't light up a fag or have a queer thing happen to you innocently. All right then, damaging fibs. Is that better? Matt nodded. Then a thought struck him. Does being on administrative leave mean getting kicked out of your house? Father Peter gave a wry laugh. Not yet, no. Well, I presume you have to eat in the meantime. It's kind of you to worry, but the church will take care of me. Matt chuckled. That's not what I meant. I should jolly well hope they do look after you all the way. No, I wanted to ask you to join us for dinner tonight. Matt paused for a moment. In fairness, though, I must warn you how thrilled my son is that something shocking has finally happened in his life. He goes to Ampleforth and leads a very disciplined life there, or so he tells me. That's a wonderful school, Father Peter said. I'm sure he's being honest with you. I appreciate the invitation, Matt, but do you think it's appropriate in the eyes of the parish for me to join a family with a minor for dinner? You're not used to parish disapproval, Father, whereas I am. The villagers see me as a snob. I'm perfectly aware of that. But if you think coming to the home of a sinner will make your situation worse, then please don't feel pushed into it. I'll certainly understand. The pastor smiled at this New Testament reference, again from a man who'd grown out of all that rubbish. I have to admit, it would be a welcome change from sitting at home and brooding with my dog. Speaking of which, bring that mutt of yours along too. Our golden retriever would love the company. The priest replied, Now there's an offer Cerberus can't refuse. What time should we be there? I'd say around 6:30 to allow for a stiff drink beforehand, wouldn't you?
Sounds wonderful. I wish I could have that stiff drink now. I need to get going. Have to dodge the media and face my parishioners. Wish me luck.
Matt watched the tall man leave and thought he already detected a slight stoop.